I want to use this platform to speak about the lockdowns that us women are enduring here. They introduced this rolling lockdown stuff into the prison a few weeks ago. Since that started, like, every single day there's an area locked down within the prison. Today, the whole prison is actually locked down, so we're quite lucky to even be out to be here for this broadcast today. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on in here. Like, we're missing appointments, we're missing visits, we're missing phone calls, we're missing medical appointments. Like, there's a whole lot of stuff going on. So our understanding is, by law, we're supposed to have at least a 1 hour at a minimum airing, so out of cell time. But what's happening is we're being locked down for anywhere from 32 plus hours straight.
Oh, wow.
We actually had a 61 hour straight lockdown recently with no airings. So you're just like in a little box, just
sounds
on
crazy.
Your own. So we've got open cottage units, and then we have like cellular units. Mm-hmm. So the girls are in cellular units. They're literally just locked in a little box. You know, we're trying to stick together as best we can. We're like trying to use our voices as best we can, but you know, when you're enduring this, like, day after day, week after week, like, it takes a toll, you know. Like, it's taking a mental toll, then it takes a physical toll, you know, even emotionally, you know, it takes a toll. Like, it's just, it's really difficult, you know. Like, and a lot of girls who are not sentenced or even are sentenced, we've got to, like, ring solicitors and that. And if we're locked down, we can't even get out to ring our lawyers. Yeah.
And when do you get informed about it, like when a lockdown's about to happen?
So what they were doing originally was just like locking us down with no notice. Then they brought in this rolling lockdown regime where they wouldn't even give us that on paper, and then we've pushed hard enough that they actually gave it to us on paper. So what they're doing is we have a primary lockdown day and a secondary lockdown day. What they're saying is that a primary lockdown day is if there is not enough staff, if it's your area's day, you're locked in. A secondary lockdown day, they're saying, is if there's less staff than on a primary, then you're locked in. In the Corrections Victorian Act, under Section 58E, it states for emergency management days, which is like time off your sentence for emergencies in prison, it states that if there's unforeseen circumstances, an emergency within a prison or an industrial dispute. So the way we view it is, as an industry, they're understaffed, so therefore the lockdowns are an industrial dispute. But the prison are trying to tell us, no, that's not the case.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to work in corrections, for a start.
And yeah. A lot of that would come back to
money.
Maybe...
Yeah. It's money. Yeah, it's money.
Everything's money.
Yeah. Then we've just had these bail law changes, and then the Victorian government are saying they want to build more beds and, you know, whatnot for Victorian prisons. But, like, if we don't have the staff to already staff the prisons we've got, then bail laws change, then our numbers go up, and it's not just here, like, it's across the men's system as well. Our numbers go up, and then we're locked down even more because we still don't have the staff. We've been locked down, like, pretty much
flat
every
out.
Single day. It's back to back.